Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is your host, Cindy Freeman, on Purpose Talk Radio. And I'm here today on March 11th, 2022, and I guess actually the first show I am doing this year. So, that's a little surprising. I thought I had another one in there. But, you know, life has been doing some interesting things here in the process. And so this is where we are at this point. And I'm just, I'll explain some of what's going on here in a moment and let you go from that and see what you think. But the big thing what we're going to talk about is, when you need help, ask for it and expect it. It's kind of just that simple. And I have learned a lot about that over the past several months, years, all of that that's going in here. I can expect when things happen. I just realized that I sent the wrong thing to the wrong person. So I have to go send some message back up here to somebody else. And, correct it. Anyway, so the real deal is that when we do this stuff, there are times when we need to ask for some help. So here's the deal. First of all, let me talk to you a little bit about some housekeeping stuff here. The first is that the song you just heard is by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on it is Jillian Clark, and then the writers are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And that, we be ourselves, and a lot of times we don't want to ask for help because we want to be this independent person for whatever reason. We feel that we need to just accept what's happening, as that's what it is, and that's not always the case. So then the other part of that is, so there are several ways that you can participate in this show as we go along here. The first is that if you are on Blog Talk Radio and you're catching this for the as live, you can go to our chat room at the bottom of the page and participate in the chat. I think it's working. It hasn't been working the last few times for some reason that the show has aired. So I'm hoping that it does work this time. The other way is that you can send an email to me. I'll try to get that at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. The other is if you are on Facebook at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. On Facebook, there's a thread specifically for this show. And with doing that, because I just realized there's a little different, I got to correct that as well. It's got the last show date on it. Anyway, so that, in doing that, it gives you an opportunity to comment after the show actually airs. It gives you an opportunity to chat later if you listen to the archive, because I just did this kind of at the last minute. So I'm guessing there's not going to be a lot of people listening to this show live, and that's okay. hopefully you'll hear it later, and even you'll pass it on, hopefully, to some of your friends and family who might need to hear it. So here's the deal. Here's where we're at this point. Purpose Talk Radio has aired for quite some time, over 5 years. And in the process of it, it's made some changes. It's made some changes to when we actually air, how we actually air, what the topic is that's going on, all of that, and what we do with our time. And even when, like I said, when the show's aired, what time, how often, you know, was a point where it was airing every single week. It started out on Mondays, it started Fridays. And we just took the opportunity to make changes as schedules permitted. For most of it, I've been going to school, and I've either been producer of the show or host of the show through pretty much this entire opportunity. Started out just as a listener. And so even in that little piece, Jan and Barbara, who were doing this as the host originally, they asked for help. They asked for help to get a song. Okay, went out and did that. My friends and I wrote a song, and here we go. That's where how that ended up. After that, Barbara stepped away from the show. Jan asked for some help, and I stepped in as producer. It's pretty cool. Didn't really have any intention of doing that. Later, it's like, well, I don't really want to continue this anymore. Is there anyone who wants to continue it? Actually, she offered it to me first, and I said, yeah, sure, I don't want to. I've been setting this time aside for all this time. I want the opportunity to be able to continue that. And, you know, and then became the show host. You know, but in the process of that, again, those were simple asks. Those are very simple asks. And then I got the opportunity to say, hey, so now what am I going to do with this? I have this show, and what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do with it? And create my own schedule, my own themes, my all that. But, of course, in order to really have a show, you've got to ask for guests. Guests. There we go. And so I've asked, and I'll ask again here as an opportunity. If you want to be a guest on the show, you know, if you're living your purpose, whatever that might mean for you, hey, I'd love to have you talk about how you got there, what you did to achieve it, any of the hurdles, and pitfalls, and any of the successes, and how did you do that? You know, all those kinds of things that are out there, sharing with other people, are what are able to make you successful. So we look at now, and go through life. You know, as a kid, we ask our parents for help. And then there comes a time where we don't ask our parents for help because we can do it all on our own. We ask teachers. We ask friends. We ask lots of different people for help through our lifetime. And we never know what that's exactly going to mean. Are we going to get it? Is it just going to be left on dead air? Are we going to continue to struggle with needing help? We never know. We never know until it actually happens, until we put the effort out there. And, okay, so we grow up. And guess what? Then we need to move into new homes. We need to even graduation, tests. Sometimes we need tutors, we need mentors in our careers. All of these are times when we need to ask and expect for the help. On our jobs, we may go to a new job. and discover that, hey, I just don't understand what I'm supposed to be doing here. I might have the proper training. I might have the proper schooling. I might have had a job just like it. But you know what? Every job, every place of employment is a little bit different. And until we ask for the rules, regulations, the ins and outs of it, you know, we may not fit in. We may not even be able to connect with anybody on that job. And lo and behold, usually the first person we ask for help, for information, that's probably outside of the boss, but even if it is the boss, we may find that those people become our friends on that job. You know, as people age, often they have to ask for help from their children, which gets really difficult for a lot of people. Sometimes they need to ask for help from neighbors, for friends, because they're not quite as capable of doing things as they were in the past. Maybe they can't really climb that ladder and feel as stable as they were before. So they need to ask somebody to help them out. And for a lot of people, you know, at that age especially, like, I have done this my whole life. I can do it myself. You know, it returns back to a little kid. I've heard these little kids, you know, 2 and 3 year olds. I can do it myself. I do myself. That thought, that concept passes a lot through in life. And we forget that when we first came into this world, we couldn't do anything for ourselves. And we found a way to ask. Back then, it was, you know, through crying. That's how people initially ask for help when they're babies, when they first come into this world. They cried, and lo and behold, guess what? Someone stepped in to help. Those were the very first times that that happened for us. And it was like magic. We cried. Someone was there. Both times. And then somehow as we get older, we forget that ask. Very often, we'll get someone to step forward to help us. Now, I'm sure y'all are kind of, where is this all coming from? And, you know, it has come out of a little bit different type of ask that I've had to do over the last several years. And for me, you know, I'll probably go through this in some more shows coming up, you know, as time goes on here, as it settles in. This past week, I retook a national licensure exam that I needed. You know, I've talked about going to school for the last, many a years, pretty much the whole time. Actually, the whole time I've worked with this show, I've been in school. The career has changed. The path has changed. In part, it's changed because I've had to ask for help of what do I possibly do next, and had to consult people who were in different spaces than I was to help me out and to help me give me ideas. To express their thoughts as to what I was good at and what I wasn't good at. Because as individuals, oftentimes we think we're good at something. There's other times we know we're good at something. But we just don't know how to create that into something productive for the world. You know, I've got a lot of friends that like to paint. And some of them are really good at it.
others are more abstract. And there are people in the world that some like abstract painting and some don't. And I'll be honest, I'm one that's not really much for abstract. Sometimes I like it because I can just kind of stare into it and let my eyes refocus and see what lands on it. And sometimes it's very mesmerizing that I can get into a picture and just, I don't know what it is, and you know, and let my brain create it. Most times, however, I need something that's a little more concrete. I can see the trees and the people and the whatever's part of it, the plants, the animals, and make out what they are. So there are times, even with art, when I have to say, hey, what was your intention here? Help me understand where you were going. To be able to get what the artist is doing. Those are simple asks. And most times artists are willing to talk about their work. You know, sometimes they'll roll their eyes at you and say, can't you see it? For me, the answer is no. Very often, nope. Don't see it. You gotta give me a clue here. And some artists actually do abstracts, not having any particular intention in mind for people to understand it. And sometimes it turns around, they ask those who are looking at it, what do you see in that? Because they're led by some divine intervention, some feeling that they're having at the time to create this piece. So an ask goes back and forth. Again, if you don't ask, you can't expect an answer. If you're thinking of a question, well, maybe somebody intuitively will answer it or understand that you're asking it, but that's not too often. So what has happened over these years is I've had to ask for accommodations. And that's probably been the toughest thing I've ever had to do in my life when I'm asking for help. And again, that kind of comes back from what I was talking about, even with older adults, asking for really specific help to make something easier to handle. So as I asked for the help, what I've had to do is discuss where I struggle. I've had to discuss any place that has had just essentially where I struggled. I've had to admit that I can't do something without extra help. And mostly for the test, it's been extra time. And the interesting part is when I first asked for that, it was that might benefit me. What can you do to allow me to take these tests without panicking, without struggling to see, without needing a break from my eyes and having and not being able to take it because I have to rush through this test? What can you do to help that I can read this better and make it easier? With all the technology and things out there, people think, well, you know, it's just enlarging on a computer. That's easy. Well, okay, for most places, whether it's work or school or whatever, in order to be allowed to use that kind of technology, you have to get special permission. There are still a lot of places that require writing answers to questions. Essay questions are still written. Very seldom are they on computer yet. Some schools they are. Depends what the school is. You know, and then it's monitored or proctored for a certain amount of time. So what has happened is through these years that has changed. It got to the point now where although I asked for stuff at school, then it comes into the professional world. And I have to ask for that kind of modification on national exams. And it's not quite so easy to say, I'm going into a profession that helps other people, that asks for accommodations for them when they need it on their job. But, oh, wait, I don't want to ask for something myself. That's too difficult. I can't do that. Wait a minute. Well, you know, I had to do it. Because if I didn't, there was no way I was going to pass those exams. None. So what happens when someone says no? Or when that particular accommodation isn't set up properly? Oh, man, then I got to go ask for something else. Not so easy. But I've come to use the phrase, if I don't ask, the answer is always going to be what I have right now, and that's no. If I don't ask, the answer is always going to be what I have now, and that answer is no. And so what? I'm no further off if it's the same answer I have now. There are times when someone can't help when you ask for, oh, I don't know, to move, to get something off a shelf for you, to take you for a ride somewhere. Sometimes the answer is no, but sometimes the answer really is just, I can't do it right now. You just have to wait. You know, seldom do we need something done in that exact moment. You know, sure, if something breaks, you know, we drop a jar and there's glass all over, shattered all over. Yeah, you pretty much want to get that picked up as soon as you can. And maybe you're in a case where you can't bend over or you can't see it or whatever and need to ask for the help. That kind of needs to be done right away. But you know what? Even then, you know about where it's shattered. You can walk someplace else. You can do some other things until help's available. So what's happened with these exams? I'm trying to kind of make it into just the general world thinking. So with the exams, I took one in October. And it just so happens that the accommodations were not set up properly on the computer. And I ended up failing the test. Not by much, by just a little bit. By just enough to be annoying. Because for me, I could not focus on the test any more than I did. It was supposed to be time for extra time, and I got that. The computer was supposed to be negligible for, fonts and sizes and brightness and all of that. And it turned out it didn't work. Yes, most computers work very easily to adjust the brightness. It's kind of a given that it's on the computer, right? Most computers, you hit Control Plus, Control Minus, makes it bigger or smaller, the font. Typically, right? Well, for some reason, this computer didn't work properly. And so, guess what?
I asked for help. I asked them to reset the test. That supposedly was happening. They tried it. It still didn't work. It was the last day I could take the test. Well, I could either take it and chance that I pass it, that I didn't pass it, or I could forego the fee that I paid for it because it would have been walking out of the test. And then I would have had to pay another fee. Well, guess what? In this case, I took the test. Like I said, I just missed it. So I had to retake it. I had to wait to contact someone to find out how I get set up with the correct accommodations to make sure this doesn't happen again, to retake the test. I kept trying. Nobody was available. Nobody was available. Getting down to the wire of, I need to do this. How do I do it? Lo and behold, I found out that a new person had been hired. And the person I'd been talking to for several months before the test, this national exam, was gone. That's why nobody had answered me. Mind you, the phone number was the same. The email wasn't. And for some reason, answering the phone number. COVID. Just strange coincidences. Doesn't really matter. I just had to be persistent in order to get what I needed. And I explained what happened. I had a report from the test agency that confirmed what happened. There was a fee to retake the test. I asked what could be done about that. I was willing to retake it, obviously. I had to. This is a national licensure exam. I can't expect to be passed, no matter how close I was, if I didn't actually pass it. That did not feel right to me. That did not feel like the thing I should ask. But what I needed to ask was to make sure that the accommodations would be right and that I didn't have to pay again. That was easy to do. Well, not quite. It really wasn't easy to do. But it was something that I was able to do, and I did. And he said, well, let's see what we can do here. And sure enough, they were able to help out. And I go a little further with this. For me, my spiritual development says I need to ask. The ask and thou shall receive. The ask and, then expect the answer. And I've been able to do that as well. My time for studying here on this test was not what was really great for it. And I procrastinated like I do a lot of times. Because in my doing that, often I have been able to be more successful. I've been able to keep things in my brain. If I have too much time for something, I'll sit there and think about it and just not really focus on it. And then maybe I'll remember it, and maybe I won't. And I'll just, go through it. And, if I don't remember it, it's okay. But when I get down to the wire, it's like, okay, I have to remember this. How do I get this in my head? I had asked some folks to give me some ideas. What books did you study? Where did you go? Because I was not about to fail this again. I had friends who offered me help in studying. Tell them what I needed to have them help with. In most cases, because they didn't know what the subject matter was. I needed some mnemonics. I needed something to pep up my brain. And one person's idea was very simple. Make sure you eat and you drink appropriately. Don't go putting junk stuff in your system. Don't just eat something because it's there, especially the few days before. Pay attention to what you're doing. Make sure you get enough fluids, et cetera, et cetera. and went with that. You know, the reality is on the retake of the test, the exam, I passed it. You know, and I was grateful for the help. I was grateful for what I asked for and what I was able to receive. Well, physically, spiritually, mentally, the whole works. You know, and it seems like I'm rambling on here a little bit, and I hope I'm not. I hope all this is making some sense and it'll help somebody else out. If somebody has some thoughts they want to put in here, feel free to do that. What I didn't give you was the phone number for calling in. I gave you the information about the chat room, but if you want to call in, you can do so at 563-999-3622. Again, 563-999-3622. Or again, if you're listening to this on the replay, feel free to put something in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations chat about the show. So the reality of all of this is, and coming down to the wire of it, is that if I had not asked, I wouldn't have gotten it. If I hadn't asked, well, what can you do about the price? It wouldn't happen. If I hadn't asked, you know, how do I do this retake and make sure it happens? I wouldn't have gotten the added software on there that should have been on there the first time. But this particular organization had its restrictions on why that wasn't allowed. You know, it's all a little bit different. And how we ask is just as important. Here's the other part. Yeah, how we ask is just as important. We can call, we can ask expecting it. We can ask and say, I'm entitled to this, and therefore you should help me out. Most people don't respond to that. Well, I'm sure you realize that. That's not that little baby crying. That's more than that. That's the toddler in the store that's throwing a tantrum. People don't respond to that very well. Instead, is it possible for you to help me out with this? I really could use a hand getting to my light bulbs, and I really don't like ladders. Do you have a minute where you can just come in and change these light bulbs for me that are burned out? Even, I'd be happy to, you know, take you to lunch. I'd be happy to do something for you. Most times, something that simple, people don't want something to turn around. But it's nice that they can feel that they're important, too, that they're going to get a helping hand. Those are the kinds of things I've experienced and know about personally. Another area that's been on my mind is I just spent a lot of time with my folks. And my parents are in another state, and they're getting older. And they're not wanting to ask for help. Yet some things happened that required them to ask for help. I don't want to get too much into their personal stuff, but my dad got sick, ended up in the hospital. And mom was not in, but you know, they've been married 57 years. They've lived together, done everything together for that long. And to have one of them not there and not going through the normal routine, it's pretty difficult for her. I had the opportunity to be able to stay to help with things. I don't know if I was any help or not, but I was able to offer it in this case. And because she said she wanted somebody to be there so she wouldn't be home alone. You know, the other piece of these kinds of things is you don't always get along with somebody. And you don't have to get along with somebody to be able to help them out. You know, my parents raised me to be a very independent person. If I wanted to do something back in high school, I was expected to find a way to get my rides there and back, you know, and make arrangements and let them know exactly what that was, what time it was going to be, who these people were, they had to meet them, et cetera, et cetera. And so that has come full circle at this point where I helped, you know, I got a couple rides for my parents with people that I had met where they live that go to the church that I go to when I'm there. You know, and in one of their clubs, I went when they weren't there, and I was able to say, look, I wonder if, is there anybody that can help out? And one person said, hey, you know what? I'm single. I don't have a set schedule for a lot of things. I can work around some other things. Sure. And she's been great. And giving my parents, both my parents, follow-up doctor appointment rides and things like that. If I hadn't asked, they'd still be wondering how they can get to these things and what they do. Is my dad happy that he's not driving right now? No way. He likes his independence. He'll drive again. He'll be fine. But now he has to ask, and that's one of the toughest things for him. And that's one of the toughest things for anyone that's older or has a disability to ask is something that will, that exists because they're no longer independent, but something that's needed to make them independent. Just getting to a store, just getting to places like this. Again, if you don't ask, you don't expect. So I'm going to kind of wrap this up because I don't have anything else to say about it. I don't see anybody calling in or doing anything, commenting on it at this point, so that's okay. And I'm going to say, you know, folks, if you, you know, whether it be ask a live person, whether it be asking God or the spiritual being that you believe in, whether it be, you know, putting it up on a bulletin board and asking for a stranger, whatever it is, whatever you need in this life, it's not going to hurt you to ask for it. And then to expect that someone will respond to it in a positive way for you. And if they don't, you know what, you're no better, you're no worse off than you are at the moment you ask. You're no worse, you're still, you might still need something, that's okay. You're not going to be worse off for asking and not being able, not getting an answer, not getting that help. And learning to be okay with that, well, sometimes that's tough too. Well, I put myself out there and nobody helped. That's a pity party, folks. That's not going to help either. Okay, I put myself out there. I asked. Nobody helped. Okay, maybe I asked the wrong person, or maybe I went the wrong direction, or maybe I don't really need to be doing that. All those are possibilities. So, anyway, so at this point, I'm going to wrap this show up, and I think the affirmation, I always like to end with affirmations for the week to go into. And I think it's going to be very simple of, I am no worse off than I am now for something. If I ask for some help, there we go, wrong thing. And don't get it immediately. I don't get it when I think I will need it. I'm no worse off than I am now if I ask for some help and don't get it when I think I need it. And I'm going to add to it, no matter what, I am in the right place at the right time getting what I need in that moment. There we go. It's a long affirmation, but I think it's important for all of us. And so with that, I will, and that's all in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. You want to look that up, see what's what. Let's go back to my board here. So again, the song we have is I Am Who I Am by True Trinity, Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. I'm not sure when we'll broadcast again. Maybe next week, maybe a few weeks. Look for the Purpose Talk Radio post on Facebook, or just come on over to here and sign up for the notifications. And you will, they'll let you know exactly when we are broadcasting. So in the meantime, I'm going to say, I wish you all a great week and soul blessings. And thanks for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.